Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So Brad, it would appear they're doing some interesting holiday things at Disney's Hollywood Studios this Christmas.
They are, but...
Wow.
Well, okay. So here's my problem with this. And by this, we mean the new Sunshine Seasons greetings that has been announced.
Sunset Seasons. Sunshine Seasons is a restaurant.
Whatever. The something Seasons greetings, blah, blah, blah. And I don't have any issue with Sunset Seasons, sunshining, blah, blah, blah. It's that we were told there were going to be two holiday things going on at Hollywood Studios, right?
Right.
Remember like about a month ago or so, they had that little preview and they're like, one of the things is going to be Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam!
Bam!
And then the other thing we're not telling you about yet. And there was that, you know, that moment of hope as they said, there's a holiday thing going on we won't tell you about. And here's this place called Grand Avenue. You know, we're not actually getting rid of everything that could possibly, you know, we're not getting rid of all of Streets of America. They left that like glimmer of hope that maybe there were going to be some Christmas lights involved again this year. And Sunset Seasons greetings means here's the other, you know, Christmas thing going on at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and it's not any Christmas lights. So that's my side of it. Okay.
Yeah, I never had the expectation that there would be Christmas lights involved, though. So I think I'm a little less underwhelmed than you.
And I'm not even underwhelmed. It's just it put another nail in the coffin. You know, it was closed, and then they opened it just a little bit with a couple of things, and then they just slammed. Yeah, you know, they pretty womaned me. They opened, you know, they tried to snap the box shut on my fingers. I don't appreciate that. But anyway.
I've never seen that movie, so. Is there another reference you can make for me?
No, just.
I'm just a dumb millennium. I don't know these old movies.
Just accept it, you dumb millennium, and let's move on. Let's move on, because Christmas lights are not coming, but Sunset Seasons greetings
is coming. It's projection mapping, right? Like... So it's
mapping everywhere.
It's a novel idea, at least.
Or errorware, I think. Is that what you kids say nowadays?
Errorware.
Okay, so projection errorware. they say, what, Sunset Boulevard twinkles and favorite faces come to life. Billboards suddenly begin to move into motion and tell a tale courtesy of iconic characters sharing their love for the season, all the while Hollywood Tower Hotel, a.k.a. the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, magically transforms, bringing to life the character stories. And, you know, they list that, what, Mickey and Minnie will be involved, Toy Story characters, Olaf doing some Frozen-type stuff, and the Swedish Chef.
You know, that old... That old character that everyone knows and loves.
One of these things is not like the others. Yeah.
Swedish Chef.
That was so random. And don't get me wrong. I'm happy that they're using the Swedish Chef.
Sure.
I'm very happy that they're continuing to use the Muppets IP and not just, you know, leaving it. And Hollywood Studios is a perfect place to do that, given that there is, you know, Muppets Courtyard that's not really... But there's Muppet stuff going on there. I know that there is the pre-show... whatever you want to call it, at Magic Kingdom, and there's the little mobile lab in Epcot. But, you know, Hollywood Studios is, I would argue, the home of the Muppets, as far as Walt Disney World is concerned, right?
Right.
So we want them to be involved in that area. So I'm glad they brought the Swedish Chef. It was just really weird to see the Swedish Chef. The Swedish Chef is not what I... You know, I you tell me Mickey and Minnie, you know, doing Christmas, and it says, as the scene shifts into a romanticized Norman Rockwell inspired town, starting in black and white before slowly changing. Like, you didn't even have to tell me that. You said Mickey and Minnie were going to be involved in a Christmas thing, and that's kind of where my mind had already gone, you know?
Right.
Toy Story characters, Christmas, that's not hard to imagine. Olaf and Christmas, that's a thinker, but somehow I think I'll get my mind around it. But yeah, Swedish Chef, totally out of left field, and yeah. I'm totally cool with that. But yes, it does appear to be a lot of projection mapping and stuff like that. Actually, I think, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes. Blog Mickey had actually posted some pictures of projection towers that were going up in preparation for this, and then also at least one billboard that had something on it at one point and has since been painted over, you know, so it's now just a straight gray billboard. So it looks like they're getting existing billboards ready for this, and then the piece de resistance will be the Hollywood, and I'm sorry, this is weird to me, and is the Hollywood Tower Hotel, and I'm not griping about this. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I am saying it's a little bit weird, right?
Yeah, making something that is ostensibly a really scary thing into a like fun holiday deal is kind of strange.
Yeah, it's a scary thrill ride, and yeah, it's going to be their projection mapping for, you know, this big Mickey and Minnie love one another, Christmas miracles happen every day thing. And that just, it's a...
But externally only.
But even the exterior of the Hollywood Tower Hotel at night, it's supposed to invoke foreboding and some fear, right?
I mean, that's totally the reason, agree with you.
That's the reason why the door opens and you hear everybody going, ah!
Right.
And the lights are flickering on the sign and all that kind of stuff. And again, I'm not saying that I'm against this idea by any stretch, because I do think it'll be interesting. It's just weird. And I guess then the other question becomes, where else do you expect them to put it? And when I ask myself that question, I go, okay, I guess it's going on the Hollywood Tower Hotel.
Yeah. So it's not an interior overlay. That's kind of what I was getting at. Is it? It's not like...
They're not actually changing the attraction.
Mansion. Yeah, where they overlay the interior at Christmas at Disneyland. But what intrigues me about this is basically that anything and everything could be projection mapped. You know, like there is no, this area is going to be projected on, this area is going to be projected on. It kind of just depends on how many projectors they can get put up and, you know, linked and stuff. And just by doing it really like environmentally, think it could be like really cool, you know, like really kind of like the Osborne lights, when you would walk around and look at them and, you know, they would dance and they would do things where some of them were off for a while and things like that. They could do projection mapping where, you know, you could be walking around and all of a sudden this whole side of a building lights up. You know, and I would love to see what Imagineering does with that kind of technology, because I don't think they've done that. I don't think they've done that at all, ever. I think this is the first time they've done like environmental projection mapping at such a large scale. So I think it's going to be really cool, aside from the, you know, just basic weirdness of having a happy story play out on the side of a haunted hotel at Christmas.
Yeah. Once your brain can get over that, I think this will work really well. And I think so. Initially, they're talking about the billboards and the Hollywood Tower Hotel. I'd love to see this go even bigger. And like you said, just, you know, the buildings even start to be involved in this. Mm-hmm. And I could see that happening. But yeah, I'm kind of excited because I'm assuming this isn't going to be an always on thing, right? Like maybe the billboards will be static and then be not static, sort of a thing,
right?
I'm thinking kind of like you know, the Animal Kingdom, the way the Tree of Life comes to
exactly.
life at different moments.
Yes.
And so it becomes, you know, like you said, more environmental and maybe more atmospheric. You know, yeah, where it's not a show in and of itself. It's just something going on around you that's kind of cool if you want to stop and pay attention to it.
Right. And it's everywhere. You know, you were saying with the Animal Kingdom thing on the Tree of Life, like, you would have missed it because there's so little movement. You would have passed it right up if somebody hadn't, you know, said something, or you hadn't walked by at the exact right time where you got to see one of those things.
Or you didn't go, why are all these people standing right in the middle of this group of people and all staring at the tree? Something's going to happen at the... But again, if you walk by at the wrong time, you're like, I guess a bunch of people are waiting to take pictures in front of the tree before they go home for the night or something. So yeah, more experiences like that I think would be really cool. And again, I am glad that, you know, more holiday stuff is going on, especially, you know, that side of the park, Sunset Boulevard, because like nobody goes to that side of the park, right? So they really need something to bring more people to that. That is something else that's a little bit odd to me, right?
Well, but that side of the park is the only real side of the park right now.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. That is the park.
The rest of it is under construction.
Yeah, you can go to Star Tours, and you can go to. I assume that one. What is the? There's a quick service place that's there, like right there beside Star Tours and the Jedi Training Academy. I feel like there's that stuff over there. And in the back, you've still got Toy Story Midway Main. But yes, essentially that half of the park is shut down. So this is the biggest continuous place, and that's why they're putting it here. And you know what? Maybe next year this gets moved to Grand Avenue or something. Avenue is done, up and running, all that stuff. Who knows? Or maybe Grand Avenue gets its own thing in addition to Sunset Seasons Greetings. But
this, I think it's the former. This doesn't feel like something that's going to happen a lot, if only because most of the buildings on Sunset are shops. You know, they're stores, and I think a area like Grand Avenue that is going to be less functional and more for show, they'll be able to do more with that than Sunset, which is basically all shopping and food to funnel you down to Rock and Roller Coaster and Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where Grand Avenue seems like it's going to be a little more showy, the way that Streets of America was, instead of functional.
Right. So it's a bit more designed for all of these other things.
Right. Whereas, and they could put permanent things in the facades of Grand Avenue that they just can't keep put up in a spot like Sunset, because again, it has to be functional as shopping and food and stuff.
Right. Instead of just being facade, shop, facade, mm-hmm. sort of a thing. So yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, for this year, there is something Christmas related going on. It's not the lights. Brad's not excited about that. But you know, again, I'm not excited to see what Sunset Seasons Greetings will look like. And you know, I hope to try to get down there this holiday season. It's not looking super promising right now, just because, you know, money is, there's a lot of that involved in going, and more right. So it feels like when you go at the holidays. Not that you would understand that with, you know, the kid on the way or anything. I mean, I know you guys are just rolling in dough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just having moved and stuff. Moving doesn't generate many, many expenses.
Yes, which we you know what? We did not bring that up. So you moved slightly north of your original location, which was a good thing because you narrowly avoided by like a week Hurricane Harvey. Because
major
you
hurricane,
were,
yeah.
You were living in a suburb of Houston,
mm-hmm.
and your wife was actually still, so you had already moved up. Your wife was still there. Fortunately, she stayed dry.
Yes.
But yeah, that had really tore. And for those of you who maybe noticed that last week's episode was a little bit later than normal coming out, essentially that's because we had to record Sunday night because Jeremy had been heading back and forth. Number one, trying to get a new household set up. Number two, trying to work around all of the devastation that
retrieve
that
my
had.
Things.
Yes. Yes, to bring up, which was already going to be a lot, but even more so in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. And
yeah,
wow, just so much loss going on there. I know that you and I have both looked at ways that we can serve people there, you know, financially, time wise, whatever. And we encourage you guys to definitely do the same, because it's going to be a long time before that place gets back to any semblance of normal. And you know, not just Houston, but Port Arthur, Beaumont, Rockport. Yeah. You know, so much down there that's just gone. And then, as if that wasn't enough, as we're sitting here recording, and we are you know, watching the latest updates for the tracking on Hurricane Irma, which pretty much has Florida dead in her sights.
Yeah.
And wow. And
it's a category 5. I mean, Harvey was a 4, so.
Right. Irma's... And showing right now, Irma could essentially go right up Florida as a category 4 at the bottom and only have gotten down to a 3 at the top. I mean, this is scary stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and by the time this episode comes out, Irma will hopefully already be north of, you know, we'll be slowing down and we'll have made it through and done whatever she's going to do. But needless to say, you know, I think you and I both have dealt with, you know, I was dealing with a lot of family members calling and talking to them and trying to stay up to date on where everybody was in the midst of Harvey. And geez, I wouldn't wish that on anybody else. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely with those in the midst of Irma. But at the same time, you know, we are a Disney podcast, and there is some Disney tie-ins to the state of Florida, being that that is where Walt Disney World is. And so far what we have heard, and again, this is as of Thursday night when we're recording, they've started canceling things like the Not So Scary Halloween party, the Night of Joy concert that they were doing, you know, some outdoor events like Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground stuff. What I think the show at the Polynesian, the Aloha Dinner Show. That's what.
Yeah,
it's called. The Aloha Dinner Show. That's been canceled. So they're starting to cancel a lot of outdoor events.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if this track stays the way that it is, I can't see. I expect we're going to see something like with Matthew, where we're going to see an early close to the parks, and we're going to see at least a day of no parks, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's looking at the, you know, hurricane tracking and stuff. They're saying that when it's over Orlando, it's going to be between 145 and 120 mile an hour sustained winds. I mean, they have to close, and they have to have some sort of like stay in your hotel room, please, type of plan in place.
Well, and they've done that.
It's
before.
Dangerous.
They did it last. What last was? Yeah, Matthew was last year, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
So they did it with Matthew, and so I fully expect that they'll, you know, and that tells you that they're not unwilling to do something like that, you know,
right.
Because I remember the reports of the weird boxed food, you know, boxed lunches and stuff that were being sold at, you know, food courts, and a lot of people not being super happy, but you are in the middle of a hurricane.
I do remember, yes, Hurricane Matthew was last year. I do remember talking about that now.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're going to see something similar, you know. And
good on Disney for having that, for having box lunches and meals for people to get, you know. Because if you're stuck, if you're basically stranded at your hotel, like I know you, you have taken the initiative to get food for your hotel room, but like Claire and I, we've never done that.
If right, we were stuck in our, you just expect. There's going to be food there because we're at Disney.
Right. And if we were stuck in our hotel room, we would basically have the sink, you know, for water. And that's it. Because we don't bring food. We don't bring drinks. Our hotel is basically there for showering and sleeping. So we would be lost without them saying like, hey, there's food, you know, there's food in the lobby, or there's food in the main, you know, area or whatever, so that we could at least get something.
Right. Yeah. And I also, I suspect they will be even better prepared for Irma than they were for Matthew, simply because they likely learned some lessons from Matthew that are going to be applied to Irma, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Some things worked well, some things did not work well, and they'll be learning from that. But, you know, and I know that at this point, again, the only things that, you know, we're talking about 145 to 135 is what the current tracks are showing. There, you know, some people could, and some people have asked the question, why hasn't Disney called it? Why are the parks not closed? Well, number one, they don't really know for sure. Everybody remembers, again, because it's all so fresh on our minds, you know, Harvey was going one way and then it went some other way and then it kind of went another way. And, you know, the tracks gave us a general idea, but nothing specific on times or locations. And I think Disney's just playing the waiting game on that. Like, not that they're unwilling to do any of this stuff, but they know that they need to see when to do it and, you know, and whether how necessary certain, like, what level of thing to do, I think, at this point. It's kind of what they're waiting for.
Right. Disney would be stupid to try and predict the future, but the fact that, you know, last year they were as ready as they were. And like you said, they probably learned a bunch of things from last year, and they'll be even more prepared this year. And that's all they can do. I mean, they're a corporation that wants to make money, but they're also, I think, a corporation that cares about their guests and cares about the experience. And they want people to have a good experience, even during a natural disaster that they can't control that, you know, but they're going to do their best to make sure you have a good experience if you're there while the hurricane is, you know, hitting Florida.
Yeah. And, you know, even as a corporation that wants to make money, as a general rule, encouraging people to go and risk life and limb and telling them it's okay, not a good idea. So I'm sure that plays into,
right,
you know, Disney as well as Universal and everyone who's in the Central Florida area. But again, you know, we're watching and hoping that makes that turn. And, you know, you guys just get the outer bands, even though it continues to look less and less likely like that. It is interesting to see, you know, some of the pictures that have come out of this already, where, you know, we've gotten some really good shots of things like Grand Avenue and the current situation in the soundstage that's being taken apart for the new entrance to Toy Story Land, and, you know, some of these things, because essentially most of those fences are chain link fences with you know, that scrim material or whatever on it, so that you can't see into those areas. And I guess because they don't think fence kites are a good thing to have around,
yeah.
you know, all of that has been coming down. So we've seen a lot more stuff of things like Grand Avenue. And, you know, I don't really know anything that is actionable except to go, ooh, look, they are still working on it and they are making headway on some of these areas. But yeah, they, you know, I know Disney's been pulling down a lot of things. I've seen a lot of stuff where, you know, Universal has been pulling up a lot of stuff because they've been preparing for their, what is it, the Haunted Halloween Nights or whatever.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay, there you go. I knew it was two H's involved. So anyway, they've been pulling out anything that's, if it's not nailed down and nailed down really good, they're picking it up because they want to make sure that, you know, there's not stuff flying around if at all possible. So, you know, it's, again, I'm encouraged to see that they are already calling some things, at least saying, you know what, these are the things that, even if we get the outer bands, it's not going to be a good idea because it's an outdoor, this is some outdoor event. It's going to be bad inclement weather at the best of times. So we don't need to be doing this.
Right.
And I fully expect that, that everybody is ready to, you know, to call whatever they need. There are plans in place there. And again, we just, We both hope that everyone stays safe and makes it through everything and is still able to enjoy at least part of their Disney or Universal or whatever Central Florida holiday adventures. So anyway, now that we've discussed hurricanes, let's talk real quickly about did I miss that they were going to be draining Echo Lake?
I if you did, so did I.
Okay, good. Because I didn't want to think that. I was the only one. Yeah, so blogmickey.com posted these pictures, and you know, it's a drain for refurb. So it was planned, but somehow I totally missed that this was going to be happening. And they said, you know, it's supposed to go through till the end of October. But dude, Echo Lake is weird looking when it's drained.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of like weird stuff on the bottom. Like,
are you talking about like all the stuff that's there, I guess, to like all the anchor points and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what used to be in there?
Or what is that there to prepare for or something? Yeah.
Right.
It's because it's around pretty much Gertie and Men and Bill's Dockside Diner. There, yeah, it's you're gonna have to go to the show notes, click on the link out to the Blog Mickey thing so that you can take a look at these pictures, because I don't know. It's interesting to me when I see these things being done. Though also now that it's drained, I look at Men and Bill's and Gertie and go, oh yeah, those could definitely use a little bit of a touch up.
a little paint job.
Yeah, just a touch. Maybe they'll get out there and, you know, I don't know, blast away a little bit of that nasty looking green slime from some of the from some of the sides of Echo Lake, though. Again, with they just did this, right? Or yeah, so they've just started this. And now Irma's going to roll through. Irma may refill Echo Lake.
Oh, man. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. But
yeah, they may be draining this all over again, which, you know, they can do that. But I'm like, that's going to be interesting as well. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't really have a lot to say about this, except that it's just really odd to see what the lake looks like when there's not stuff. And like, what's up with the piping that's running through the lake and stuff? Is that just so they can fill the lake from the middle of it or something?
I guess, but there's an awful lot of it that like zigzags into the middle. It seems like you could just put a hose on the side and that'd be the same.
Kind of like filling your pool.
Yeah, you could go borrow the neighbor's hose.
That's right. Hey, Universal, do you mind if we use just a little bit of water? Haha, suckers, that's going to be thousands of dollars. That's like 2 whole minutes of having to run people through the gates. They'll never recover from that. But yeah, so interesting. There is ongoing stuff there. So I guess if you want to go and take pictures beside Echo Lake, wait till at least the end of October to go and do so, unless you want to take pictures next to the really odd, kind of icky looking stream puddle.
Yeah, it doesn't look great drained. It doesn't look, you know, super great full either, but it definitely does not look great drained. All of the yuck is kind of concentrated now in a smaller amount of water.
But in their defense, I mean, what really does look that great, you know?
Yeah, it's an outdoor body of still water.
Yes, yeah, most water features don't look so hot when you take the water away. So, but yeah, so don't forget that is currently ongoing until the, at least the end of October. Again, you know, with this being the season of weird weather and stuff, what they expect and what actually happens can be two different things, but, odd to see it with no water, and hopefully they get that finished soon so it can stop looking so icky.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.